This month, we're touching on the peripheral nervous system. This is the part of our nervous system that communicates with the peripheries, including the limbs, the abdomen, and the heart. It's basically everything in the nervous system that isn't the brain and the spinal cord, otherwise known as the central nervous system. Some peripheral nerves send signals from your brain and spinal cord to the peripheries, like, for instance, the muscles, which allows you to move. Others relay sensations, for instance, from the peripheries to the brain and spine in order for you to sense touch or know where your limbs are in space. And then there's the autonomic nervous system, which controls bodily functions you don't consciously direct, like blood pressure, heart rate, breathing, and temperature. So pretty important stuff. To take a closer look at what peripheral nerves can do, I enlisted the help of some other rather reluctant naked scientists. First up, I challenged intern Hannah to, solely by touch, pick out a twopence piece from a pocket full of different coins.
Okay, so this first one feels quite smooth, but a bit too small for a twopie, so I think it's a 1p. Then... this one, I think 2p is one of the larger ones. I think I'm going to go for this one. No!
So you picked out the 50p piece. How come you picked that one out?
It felt like it was thinner and the larger one, so I thought it would be the 2p, but no.
Harder than it sounds. Now, Hannah was integrating temperature differences, size and shape differences, whether there were ridges on the coins and so forth, all in order to help her make that, admittedly, wrong decision. So what are Hannah's peripheral nerves actually doing? Well, sensory nerve endings stretch out into the skin, and there are different types of receptors on the end, ones that respond to temperature, pain, and pressure, for instance. When Hannah feels, for example, the ridges on a 5p piece compared to no ridges on a 1p piece, those signals rocket up the nerve cables called axons to the synapse, where chemicals move across a gap and the electrical signal continues on through other nerve cells up to the brain where that information is interpreted. But just how good is the neural resolution in our peripheral nervous system? Time for another test. Right, Adam, you're up. I'm going to touch your finger and I want you to tell me how many different points are touching you. Ready?
Yep. That was one. That felt like one, two. That was two.
Okay, now I'm going to do the same thing on your leg.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep. One. One again. And that felt like one, two.
Well, he got it right for the finger touch, but completely wrong on the leg. I was using a pen and a pencil, so 2 points of contact every time. And they weren't even that close together. So what's going on? Well, nerves are concentrated differently in different areas of the body. Fingertips or lips, for instance, have lots of nerve endings and therefore a much higher resolution than, say, the back of the leg. And this makes sense from an evolutionary point of view, as you don't routinely use the back of your leg to pick berries from a bush or to kiss your loved ones. Time to terrorise my colleagues a little more. Some aspects of the peripheral nervous system can be tricked. Let's take temperature, for instance. Now, have you ever wondered why chili tastes hot? In order to see how well Adam and Hannah could discriminate spicy food from hot food, I challenged them to, with eyes shut, taste and identify microwaved pieces of red pepper against pieces of room temperature but seriously spicy chili pepper.
Pick up the fork. There we go.
There are...
I'm seeing an issue with this. Actually, I'm not seeing an issue with this. That's the problem.
Pick up a piece of pepper, or tried to pick... Hannah's doing pretty well.
I think I've got pepper on there.
Okay, you do have pepper. Adam, you're doing very badly. Okay, you've both got some pepper. Now have a taste. Is this red pepper or chili pepper?
That tastes a bit sweet, so I would say that's a regular pepper.
Regular pepper. Adam?
I'd agree with Hannah. That one doesn't feel particularly spicy. I'm still okay, so let's go with that one being the regular pepper.
Okay, now next, I will tell you if you're directing your fork at the same pepper. Adam, that is the pepper you just had, so try and find another one.
Is it on my fork?
It is on your fork, yes.
Did I get it?
No. Do you want some help?
Yes, very much so.
Okay. What do you think? Hannah just shoved it up her nose. How do you eat?
I'm getting a bit of spice with that one. So I would say that's the chili pepper.
Well, my face hurts now, so yeah, let's go with spicy.
I'm not sure Adam will be going near a vindaloo anytime soon, so I failed to fool them. But it seems like the chili didn't. Spicy food, like chili, contains a chemical which binds to a receptor responsible for detecting temperature, in this case, high temperatures. So activating this receptor causes our bodies to interpret chilies as being hot when really they're not hot at all. But knowing that won't stop me from downing water, or better still, milk, after taking on a particularly serious curry. So that's hot. What about cold? Well, it seems a crafty chemical called menthol is also rather good at this molecular trickery. Menthol, you guessed it, can also bind to a receptor normally responsible for detecting temperature, in this case, the cold. And this is why menthol-containing mints can make your mouth feel cool.
If you just chew it, it doesn't feel cold, but when you breathe in, you get like a cold breeze coming in, so it's like feels like
a gust of wind in your mouth.
Yeah, it's like a whole storm happening in your mouth, like a cold air.
Okay. And how does this compare to ice chips? Because they're genuinely cold. So if you can fish around in that bucket, there should be some ice.
I'm not sure I really wanted to.
There's a tiny little ice chip.
Oh yeah.
Adam's going for it.
Okay, off we go. Cold.
Really cold.
Yes, that. Oh, yeah.
Really, really cold. Adam looks very uncomfortable. Hannah, you've gone for a more moderate ice chip.
Yeah.
How is it comparing to the cold feeling of the chewing gum?
It's more all-encompassing.
So it's definitely more cold.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you guys digest now. I feel I've inflicted awful things on you. I don't normally do this to my colleagues.
A big thank you to Adam and Hannah for being such good sports. Next time, I should probably just bring some cake into the office instead.